This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. Now I'm getting, lots of, email on some things that are interesting. Okay. Anyway. Coming from Veteran General Dust, Tom Brokaw. He told the Today Show today that in the years he reported for the program, which was 76 to 81, he covered just one mass shooting. With the Las Vegas massacre now the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, he suggested more frequent attacks are a result of radical gun sale changes. Yeah, they're more restrictive than they used to be, Tom. He's looking at the interval and the frequency of it. He says it was a decade until the past year. This time it took only 15.5 months for a mass shooting to suppress the Pulse nightclub death tally. In the Orlando nightclub attack, 49 people were killed. In Vegas, the number is 59. And he said this is a time for a national dialogue. What he was especially concerned about was the power in the weapon the Vegas shooter used during the rampage. Power is, listen, power is generated by the round, okay? So if it is powerful with one shot, it is powerful with 100 shots or 1,000 shots. But the power is in the round. It is not in by the frequency of its firing. They're fully automatic 22 long rifle. Now, this is firepower. Okay, now if we're going to talk power, firepower, that's a different story. And this is, once again, where somebody who doesn't know what he's talking about is getting in there talking about things he doesn't know what to say. The shooter's brother, I think his name is Eric Paddock, he said his brother had no military background. Not an avid, coming from CBS News, not an avid gun guy at all. Where the hell did he get automatic weapons? He has no military gun background. Brokaw said you can now buy AR-15s at gun stores. The reporter who's owned guns all of his life noted that the Montana gun store he frequents used to sell just 30-30s and high-powered sporting rifles, and he says now they've got racks of these adapted military weapons. And he also quoted Stan McChrystal, the fired Army general, who warned that civilians should not be permitted to buy these kinds of weapons, which are designed to do one thing, kill people. This is why he's not in charge of anything. He may be military, he may be a general. That means nothing to me. If you're anti-gun general, you're betraying your oath. You're not there to make those kinds of calls. You're there to execute your office. You're there to execute your rank, to execute your command, but you're not there to get out there and decide who should have what. That takes you left. That takes you to the left, brother. And then, of course, he says the thing about no other Western nation has the number of gun deaths that we have in America. We need to talk about it. Well, I just did. Tom Brokaw. Now, I want to shift, if I may. I want to talk about being cashless. Now, I know this is going to sound stupid, but right now we have in Puerto Rico, they don't have any power. Right? In the Virgin Islands, they don't have any power. I don't know what the situation is like in Florida right now, or in Texas, or in Georgia, But for a while, they didn't have any power. And in Puerto Rico, those without cash are in severe straits because the electronic grid is down. They do not have the cash to buy supplies. And they can't use electronic options. And you will realize that this present weakness in the electronic currency will not stop the rush to a cashless society. You'll get that part of it. The powers that be will merely fix the problem. They will probably use or engineer a crisis to impose a cashless dystopia. Countries around the world are racing to go cashless. India, South Korea, Sweden. They have all kinds of reasons to want to do so. Cashless paradigms can stop crime. Drug dealing would become harder. Tax evasion would become difficult. Terrorism would be stifled. Without untraceable cash, trafficking in illegal weaponry would become extraordinarily difficult. Victoria Nielsen of Sweden said, "We want to minimize the risk of robberies, and it's quicker with customers that pay by card." And they managed two of the bakery chain, 16 stores across the city, whatever that means. But why would the Swedes be rushing to give banking institutions control of the one of the last areas of total autonomy available to modern man, which is cash? The answer was, Swedes tend to trust banks. We trust institutions. People are not afraid of the sort of Big Brother issues or fraud connected to electronic payment. Well, how many people have ever had their checking account frozen? Or their debit card frozen? How many people have ever gone and ordered something on Amazon and had their debit card frozen? How many people get a call from their debit card fraud department after they buy something on iTunes with their debit card and they're looking at it and seeing fraud? How many people give their card information to companies like, I don't know, Equifax? And then one day they wake up and they find out 137 million people have had their personal ID stolen. And in some cases, their card numbers. In a cashless society where it all is under the benevolence of an institution. And remember now, these institutions are beholden to a large degree to the government, the Federal Reserve, and all these other things. What would happen, say, if all of a sudden we had to go on the run? What do you think would be the first thing they would do if we had money in the bank and a debit card? First of all, they could track us. Second of all, they freeze it. One of the ways that they thought about confiscating guns, for example, is to go and snatch your kids. This is not conjecture. Go and snatch your kids at a school or freeze all of your assets and not unfreeze them until you gave in to them. Two very, very difficult to get around little actions taken against you. Whereas if you had cash, you know, I don't know what you would do about your children, but you definitely wouldn't have to worry about them with your assets now, would you? India may become, they're poised to become the first cashless country on the planet. They actually plan to ban 85% of the currency in circulation. And they are going to be given something called an Aadhaar number. It's a biometric database based on a 12-digit digital identity, authenticated by fingerprints and retina scans. It's become the largest and most successful IT project ever. As of 2016, 1.1 billion people, 95% of the population, had a digital proof of identity. That is a frightening turnaround. To do that in a year. From backward technology to leader of the pack almost overnight. The system is total and complete in scope. India added another system using Aadhaar called India Stack that allows citizens to open a bank account or brokerage account, buy a mutual fund, all with a fingerprint or retinal scan from Aadhaar. India could lead the way to 1984. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Five tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Through the night.
Now, here we have, I don't know if this is supposed to be satire or not, but this is coming from the New York Times, and this is their advice on how to survive an apocalypse. Now, prior to what I woke up to, I fully had prepared, I'm going to start a video series called I Am Not Ready. and I'm going to take you with me via video on what I'm going to do to get ready. But I am not ready. Most of us are not ready. Some of us are. I admire those that are. JT, my shooting partner, he is. He's definitely ready. But one ironclad rule that you should definitely do if society collapses is to avoid a densely populated city, especially if they're easily cut off from the mainland, like, you know, via a handful of bridges or tunnels. The second would be to avoid the survival advice of the New York Times. A newspaper published in a densely populated city, one easily cut off from the common sense of the more down-to-earth parts of America. In their cosmopolitan view, New York City's strict gun control should survive even the end of the world. Now, I say this might be satire. I'm not sure if it's satire, because it's increasingly difficult to separate satire from journalism. And this is especially so given that the fake stream media uses both genres solely to attack their political enemies and to push their political agenda. But whatever their reason, they devoted considerable space to the survival topic, demonstrating both breadth and detail in their vastless ignorance. Now, it is aimed, by their own admission, at the swelling class of weekend paranoiacs of affluent means. This is the sort of person who is stashing a well-stocked bug-out bag alongside his Louis Vuitton luggage in a Range Rover pointed toward Litchfield County, Connecticut. Now, according to the New York Times, the first priority would be the anti-anxiety drug Xanax. And they seem to assume that most of the readers there will already have this in hand. He also suggests hoarding cigarettes and miniature bottles of liquor to use as an alternative form of currency. You might need to barter for a socket wrench, he reasons, though he doesn't really explain why simply packing such a tool in the first place is not a better option than packing post-apocalyptic currency to pay for it. Now, about halfway through this article, he finally gets down to the subject of weapons. And he swiftly reminds his readers that possession of the most fundamental survivalist self-defense staple, the gun, is highly restricted by law in New York, an odd observation for this type of Mad Max scenario he claims to be forecasting there. Better options for the law-abiding survivalist, he suggests, are things like collapsible umbrellas lined with wrenches. This is me rubbing my eyes as my brain begins to hurt just thinking about that one. Heavy tools like hammers and hatchets and even the old Charles Bronson standby, a roll of silver quarters. Although I don't know how that's going to work in a cashless society. I don't know how you get a roll of silver quarters when you live in a cashless society. They go on to discuss some even more fanciful topics, including $250,000 jetpacks and a company that promised to send its clients' DNA into space with some ultra-intelligent alien, or where that may be discovered in the future, and use their genetic code to reanimate a race of humans on a distant planet. Makes you wonder if he was on Xanax. Now, this is either intentional or unintentional. Whatever it is, it's idiotic. But what is not so funny is that the prohibitive gun laws it mentions are a very real liability to otherwise law-abiding New York residents in the here and now, not just in the event of an apocalyptic future. And wishful and fanciful thinking is a luxury you do when you're not in the middle of the event. And when you actually get into a crisis or a life and death situation, that can arise even in a relatively well-functioning civilization at any given time. They had that happen in New York with Hurricane Sandy. Now, while it won't solve every possible problem, a simple .38 special or a 9mm sort of handguns that you can't buy in New York that are beyond the reach of many of the law-abiding residents is a far better option than improvising weapons with umbrellas. And maybe, just maybe, if they actually had some means of real self-protection, maybe that could alleviate their use of Xanax. I don't even know if I've ever taken a Xanax, to be honest with you. I just avoid stuff like that. I have no desire to try it. When I was in the hospital with the heart attack, the only thing they would give me, I couldn't sleep. When I woke up finally, it was like I couldn't sleep. I'd been down for 56 hours. I don't know why I couldn't sleep, because I would get plenty tired. And the only thing they would give me was Oxycontin. And sure, I had pain, but the pains that I was having after they let me loose out of ICU, when they took me into the room in cardiotelemetry, I wanted to get up and walk. I had too many apparatuses strapped to me and stuck in me and all this other stuff, so I couldn't walk. But when I would try, that would cause me pain. So then they give me the Oxycontin, and that was horrible dreams. I would feel myself laying there with my face just grimacing. Horrible stuff. I don't know how do you take so much of that you get hooked on that. There was nothing pleasant about that. Now, drugs, if you're dependent on drugs, I mean, and I feel bad for a lot of people because a lot of people take a lot of medicine daily that is prescribed to them by a doctor. And currently, right now, I take nothing. I don't take anything for blood pressure. I don't take anything for anything. I'm stocking up on aspirin because that comes in handy. But that's about it. So I'm not worried about the New York version of surviving the apocalypse. I'm worried about the real versions of it. And that's where I will continue to have my concern, I think. That'll be where we continue to have that concern. But yeah, that's New York Times. Yeah, the last word on prepping. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is Lock and Load. The New Republic. Well, first of all, we're back at it again because the Democrats, all of them, media, they're all pushing for gun control. And the problem for this, for me, that keeps coming back, and I keep saying it, I'm sorry I keep saying it, is that we don't know nothing about this. We don't know what motivated him. We don't know how he acquired his weapons. Automatically, the first thing they go to is we need more background checks, which is always going to fall flat because this isn't going to stop crime. Gun control has never stopped a crime. So regardless, after the horrific Las Vegas shooting, which is the worst, the leftist publication New Republic decided to re-up their December 2015 post, in which a staff writer called for the end of gun ownership after the San Bernardino attack. Put it on Twitter, as a matter of fact. It's time to ban all guns. Yes, all of them. As of 11 a.m. And they write, I say this not to win some sort of ideological purity contest, but because banning guns urgently needs to become a rhetorical and conceptual possibility. The national conversation needs to shift from one extreme, an acceptance ranging from complacent to enthusiastic of an individual right to own guns, to another which requires people who are not politicians to speak their minds. And this will only happen if the Americans who are quietly convinced that guns are terrible speak out. If you grew up somewhere in America where gun culture wasn't a thing, as is my situation, I'm an American living in Canada, or even just in a family that wouldn't have never considered gun ownership, you'll probably be accused of looking down your nose at gun culture, as if gun ownership were simply a cultural tradition to be respected and not, you know, about owning guns. Guns. I mean, must it be really spelled out what's different? It's absurd to reduce an anti-gun position to a snooty aesthetic preference. There's also a more progressive version of this argument and more contrarian one, which involves suggesting that an anti-gun position is racist because crackdowns on guns are criminal justice interventions. Progressives who might have been able to brush off accusations of anti-rural white classism may have a tougher time confronting arguments about the disparate impact gun control policies can have on marginalized communities. These, however, are criticisms of certain tentative insufficient gun control measures. The ones that would leave small white town families with legally acquired guns well enough alone, allowing them to shoot themselves or one another, and to let their guns enter the general population. Banned guns, meanwhile, is not discriminatory in this way. It's not about dividing society into good and bad gun owners. It's about placing gun ownership itself in a bad category. On the first pro-gun control side, on the pro-gun control side of things, there's too much timidity. What's needed to stop all of this gun violence is a vocal gun bans contingent. Getting bogged down in discussions of what's feasible keeps what needs to happen, no more guns, from entering the realm of possibility. Public opinion needs to shift. The no-gun stance needs to be an identifiable place on the spectrum, embraced unapologetically, if it's to be reckoned with. Okay, this guy is living in a world that I did not create. Canada has a very substantial proportion of gun owners in relation to their population. That's the first point. Second point, it's never going to happen. Third, there is no timidity at all. Americans are pro-gun. And last, yes, there will be a spike in support for gun control, but like the tides, it will dissipate as Americans begin to see the gun control agenda as ineffectual, overreaching, and possibly unconstitutional. It happened during Newtown, San Bernardino, and Orlando. Spike will come, and the support will drop. And we all know that the Democratic reaction will be overblown with Trump in the White House. Clinton weighing in on this event will surely embolden the Republican opposition to any gun control item, which everyone agrees is not going to do anything about crime. And the data shows that the so-called assault weapons ban did next to nothing to reduce violent crime, and that's the ceiling. That's the fact that keeps getting dredged up every time these folks try to find a way to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. Handguns, not long guns, commit most gun violence, but a ban on the former polls dismally with voters who are also pretty sour on assault weapons bans and think that concealed carry makes us safer. And they are right. So on all fronts, the gun control side has become the face of more government, more red tape, less security, and the chipping away of constitutional rights. And yet, they still continue. They're still not giving up. And that's what they wrote today in the light of this tragedy and how to politicize these tragedies to influence policy. In short, they're calling on liberals to draft an alternative definition of what it means to be an American. They continue on. Nothing will change without policy, and policy is near impossible to pass due to politics. And politics itself is a multifaceted problem. There are the pragmatic implications of taking on the NRA, which is a behemoth which has bought off Congress. No, they haven't. But we must also think about other reasons why the NRA is so mighty. They sealed a sickness to the American mythos. The American is an individualist frontiersman, the cowboy forever riding the range. That's the NRA's take on our exceptionalism. The government that is coming to take not only your guns but your way of life, that's the NRA's contribution to the paranoid style in American politics. Did anybody notice that today I had to have a guy on from Gun Owners of America and not the NRA? Do you know why that is? Because they're not going to say anything until they know what happened. Pratt and I, whenever Pratt and I get together over one of these things, we just get out there and we'll speculate and we'll talk about what we know. NRA is not that way. So, I know what the liberal ethos is. They have a bunch of constipation due to the founding of America. Cowboys still exist today. True cowboys. Cowboys are part of our history as the fact that they were, we were frontiersmen. Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, those guys, you remember them? They had TV shows and stuff. Same guy played the same dude on Disney? Or the different dudes? Rustic individualism. That's a hallmark characteristic of being an American. So, go ahead with your alternative pitch to our American history and what it means to be an American. We've already seen it, and your obsession with Confederate statues. You blew that one, That's already happened. You thought Confederacy equals bad, therefore everyone would support tearing them down. In fact, you showed your hand when you said that even monuments of Jefferson and Washington have to be removed. Walked, you know, wiped away like Hillary Clinton's email server with a cloth due to slavery. And there it is. Use the Confederate statues as a backdoor to rewrite and muddy our founding. Also as a litmus test to see how much we'll take. See, you can ban whatever you want to ban. Collecting them is going to be another thing, pal. That's going to be quite the other thing. Do you think simply because somebody says something that unless you can actually enforce that, unless you can actually make that happen by force, which I have no idea how you would even fathom you could do that. Because the guys you're going to look to, you're throwing them under the bus. The cops? You think the cops are waiting around to do your bidding? The military, you think they're waiting around to do your bidding? You've thrown your weight behind the NFL and take a knee. You are your own worst enemy. And every time you open your mouth, you just make it that much easier for people like us to simply live our lives. So, if you wonder why the left keeps losing their hand every time they play a hand, those are some really good examples of why they do it. They can constantly show their true face. And even though they fire people at CBS for showing their true face, well, it resonates in America, what you said. It doesn't go away. Once that bullet's fired, pal, it can't be yanked back into the gun. Something you gotta learn. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This last little tidbit comes from the desk of David Kodria. You know, Steve Scalise came back to the House floor the other day. Going back to where you're supposed to be after you face a life-threatening moment is a very emotional time for anybody. And if a leftist were to come in front of me and be overcome with emotion because they survived something so heinous that it just boggles the mind, I would let them have that moment. And I would let them feel that emotion. Not House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. There was a news conference following a surprise return to the Capitol by Majority Whip Steve Scalise. And she asked the questions, hunters need armor-piercing bullets. They need silencers. They need conceal and carry to hunt. Where do these people get that term from, conceal and carry? Is there a way to conceal and not carry? Pelosi was here exploiting an occasion she had described as joyous earlier in the day to do some public blood dancing and attack some Republican initiatives to lessen restrictions on the government's interpretation of shall not be infringed. She's putting the scare out against the National Concealed Carry Act, Reciprocity Act, H.R. 38, which is looming closer, and the Sportsman's Heritage and Recreational Enhancement Act, H.R. 3668, Share Act. And particularly that provision within it to remove suppressors from the National Firearms Act requirements. As for armor-piercing bullets, that's just some sour grapes talking points over the Obama administration's failure to ban ammunition used in popular rifles. And the ammunition they were going after does not even meet the legal definition of armor piercing. The fact is that popular rifles fire ammunition that penetrates body armor rated for handguns. Okay? Level 3A. I have a set of those. They are Kevlar. They're lightweight. They are very comfortable to wear. They will not stop a rifle round. They won't stop a rifle round due to the way they are shaped. the geometry of them, and due to how fast they are traveling. And that makes all the difference in the world. The handgun barrel is shorter. It builds up less pressure because the round exits the barrel quicker than it does out of a rifle barrel. You know, a rifle barrel at its shortest is four times as long as a standard pistol barrel nearly. And all of that length builds up pressure, which builds up velocity and distance. So, armor-piercing bullets, which they were talking about the 62-grain green tip, which we tried to sell a bunch of back in, when was it? July? September? I don't know when it was. We did a special on that. And, you know, that's not armor-piercing rounds. No, they're not armor-piercing rounds. They don't pierce rifle plates. Which, if you're going to be in a fight with rifles, you should be wearing rifle plates. I have a set. Have we got a call coming in? See that, Jason? See who that is. So, she just was grabbing the spotlight and counting on anyone ignorant enough to vote for her to know so little about the subject that they believe any lie that the cheerleader media amplifies. It's a very old trick. You may remember the New Jersey Assembly thing, Patricia Eddington, who at a 50 BMG gun grab pep rally with New York Congress thing, Carolyn shoulder thing that goes up McCarthy, stood up with a straight face and actually claimed, some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size, and if you do, you would cook at the same time. I talked about that last week. Jason, are you there? Do you see this call? I'm going to go get this call. Just because we're near the end of it. Hey, this is Lock and Load with Bill Freddie. You're on the air. What can I do for you? Hello? Okay, put you back on hold. I don't know where you went. Phone says it's ringing. I answered. I'm good to go. Second Amendment is not about hunting. Never has been about hunting. It's about the right and duty of us to keep and bear in common use at the time weapons needed to defeat armed threats to community, state, and country. And Pelosi understands that, as her spokesflack made clear. He declared, as a way to avoid an invitation by ShareX sponsor Jeff Duncan to witness suppressors in action firsthand at a firing range, this is not a sportsman's package. This is an NRA wish list. And the phones are lighting up, and I don't know how to do anything about them. And that one went to hold. Okay. Hey. So, let's try that one real quick. We'll see if we can get to that one real quick. Come back over here. Come here. All right. You're on the air with Lock and Load with Bill Freddie. What can I do for you? See, this is the thing. I do not know what this is about. I really don't. The phantoms are calling in. There's another document that younger readers and many older ones may not be familiar with, written years ago by a longtime friend of mine who went to Washington and hand-delivered a copy to every member of Congress at the time. The guy's name was Mike Vanderbilt. It's called the Memorandum on Arms and Freedom, a brilliant little document they put together. The sentence on four words the oath breakers had better take seriously, which was simply, we will not disarm. One last thing, victims. Victimization is it's a very politically valuable thing to be victimized, and the leftists know it. And when people don't become victims voluntarily, the leftists elected and appointed are right there to create new victim classes via office official policy. Those who think of themselves as victims have no chance for a successful life. The self-imposed victim label is permanent and is invariably characterized by an unchangeable, unprotective, examinant, and short existence. Self-labeled victims are condemned to failure. Art Park, which is in Lewiston, New York, and under the control of New York State Parks and Recreation, enforces the NYS Parks ban on all weapons, even when carried by off-duty LEOs. Art Park hosts open-air concerts. Off-duty cops would like to attend those concerts, armed in case of a terrorist attack or active shooter, but park officials say no. In fact, New York City parks won't even allow anyone, licensed or not, including off-duty LEOs, to carry any kind of gun in areas that are wild and remote. Hiking in bear country? Lone female hiking and camping alone? No weapons of any kind. So, those who don't want to be victims or audaciously refuse to be victims are thus considered enemies of the state in the leftist-dominated New York State. Fighting in any form is unthinkable and always immoral. And non-victims thus have no access to the plethora of governmental largesse. Leftists will shower you with benefits, but only when you voluntarily enter the victim status, and then promise to stay there, always with your hand out, irreversibly exchanging your personal dignity for a pitiable dole. So I leave you with this quote. Until one is personally invested, there is no hesitancy. The chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless grand ideas and splendid plans. The moment one irreversibly commits himself, providence turns. Helpful things come to pass that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no one could have dreamed would have come this way. Whatever you do or dare begin it, in audacity there's genius, power, and magic. Back in 21 hours. It has always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.